Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission today, well, it takes us a bit off the usual track. We're heading into the surprisingly complex world of community project management, specifically Willowbrook.
Yeah, we're looking at this really successful week-long project they ran. And the focus wasn't, you know, some major breakthrough. It was just about delivering fun. Pure joy, really.
Exactly. We're analyzing the source material called the Pumpkin Pie Parade Delight. And it's fascinating because, well, it kind of throws traditional success metrics right out the window.
It really does. The core idea. Some children decided they wanted to build a massive parade float shaped like a giant pumpkin pie for the town's fall festival.
And this wasn't just, you know, slapping some paint on cardboard. The source mentions serious logistics and surprising partnerships, which we'll definitely get into.
Right. So our goal here is to really unpack the framework, look at the collaboration, how they actually did it, and ultimately how Willowbrook ended up defining success for this, well, this huge pie float.
It feels like a case study, almost, in decentralized leadership and maybe cross-functional teamwork, if you think about it. The kids were project managers, but they had to bring in skills from, well, unexpected places.
That's a good way to put it. Integrating skills way outside their own experience.
Okay, so let's dig into that collaboration first, because this is where I think the analysis gets really interesting. The source calls it a cross-species effort. It actually involved animals from the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could look at that literally or maybe as a metaphor for organizing a team based purely on, you know, specialized skills, innate talents.
Well, what's really striking isn't just that they involve animals, but the precision and how they divided the labor.
Yeah.
It shows incredible efficiency, matching very specific skills to specific needs of the project.
So the kids, acting as the project leads, they understood strategic outsourcing, even without calling it that.
Pretty much, yeah. They knew who could do what best. It's quite impressive.
Okay, let's break down the construction. You need a solid base for something this big, right? The crust. Who tackled that foundational piece?
Right, the load-bearing part. That job went to the beavers. They built the crust using wooden planks.
Okay, beavers and wood. Makes sense.
And if you think about it in project terms, it's not just, oh, they used wood. It was strategic. They needed durability. That wooden crust minimizes the risk of, you know, the whole thing falling apart during the parade.
Good point. Risk management built right in. So the beavers provided the high quality infrastructure.
Exactly. High risk tolerance infrastructure, you could say.
All right. Structure solid. Now the look of it, the filling, making it actually look like a pumpkin pie. Who covered that wooden skeleton?
That task fell to the rabbits. They were the ones who applied these large pieces of orange fabric.
Okay.
Covering up the rough wood, getting that authentic pumpkin color and texture, visually speaking. Their agility, their dexterity made them perfect for getting that aesthetic layer on quickly.
So they transformed the rough structure into something recognizable fast.
Yeah, focused on rapid visual completion. You can almost think of it as like getting the visual MVP, the minimum viable product, sorted.
I like that. The MVP filling. Okay, so structure, visual base, now the details, the finishing touches. The source mentions cinnamon, but it was actually sparkly glitter applied from above that needs precision height.
Precisely. And that specialized job, that went to the birds.
Of course.
They handled those final delicate touches, sprinkling the glitter down onto the pie.
Yeah.
They were the high angle specialists, the detail crew. Their part wasn't about structure or big surfaces, but adding that little bit of magic, that sparkle that made it stand out.
Right. And then finally, the most iconic part, maybe, the whipped cream. Who took that on?
That was the kids themselves. The project leads, they added this huge swirl of fluffy cotton right on top.
A big dollop.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's the part that screams pie.
Yeah.
You know, instant recognition. So the kids own that final user interface, the bit that gets the immediate emotional reaction.
So this whole setup, simple materials, right? Wood, fabric, cotton. But the coordination, the vision behind it, was complex. It really makes you think, doesn't it? When you're defining success, especially when lots of different skills are involved. is the creativity of how you put it together more important than, say, using high-tech materials?
That's the core question here, I think. Willowbrook definitely seemed to bet on the creative execution.
And just managing that transition, coordinating specialists who, you know, communicate in squeaks and chirps with human kids, that alone is a huge achievement in project management.
Absolutely. Just getting everyone on the same page.
Okay, let's shift from the planning to the payoff. Parade day. The source says the reaction was immediate, jaws dropped. How did all that careful planning actually, you know, feel or look during the parade?
Well, it translated into incredible realism.
Yeah.
And the best proof of that realism is probably the most memorable story from the day. The incident with Mr. Raccoon.
Yes, the incident. The ultimate taste test, you could say. Or attempted taste test.
Exactly. Mr. Raccoon was apparently completely convinced this giant pie was real. He went up and tried to take a bite. Chomp.
Oh, dear.
And the source mentions the sound, this distinct clink of his teeth against the wooden planks of the beaver-built crust.
Mm-hmm. Proof of concept right there.
Right. And then he apparently tumbled into a nearby pile of hay. The crowd didn't just clap, they giggled. It was this shared moment of spontaneous fun. It proved the float wasn't just pretty, it was, well, convincingly deceptive.
It blurred the lines. And it wasn't just sitting there either, was it? There was movement.
That's key. It wasn't static. They'd built in some mechanism, it seems, that didn't just roll it forward. It also spun the whole float slowly in a circle.
So the giant pie looked like it was dancing.
Yeah, like a slow, delicious dance. That dynamic element really took it from just being a display to being an engaging performance piece. It showed they didn't just play it safe. They prioritized the audience experience, made it playful.
And they went even further with engaging the crowd, right? The kids on the float weren't just waving.
No, they were tossing mini pumpkin pies into the crowd. And the source is very clear. These were the edible kind.
Okay, that's important. Real pies.
Definitely. That interactive bit, it's basically brilliant community marketing, isn't it? It moved people from just watching to actually participating, tasting the theme, literally.
Total sensory immersion then. You see the pie, it's dancing, you hear the raccoon clink, you taste the mini pies.
Exactly. Visuals, movement, sound, taste, interaction.
And the result, the crowd's reaction.
Well, the source sums it up perfectly. People were munching pies, laughing about the raccoon, and the overall cheer just kind of boiled down to this one sentiment. Best. Parade, float, ever.
Wow. Yeah. You really can't manufacture that kind of reaction. That's pure impact.
Absolutely. Which brings us neatly to the judging, because here's where we see that clash or maybe distinction between traditional metrics like polish and perfection and this idea of intrinsic value.
Right. Because structurally, you know, with beavers and rabbits involved, maybe it wasn't perfectly smooth. Maybe you could see the seams between the planks and the fabric. Mm-hmm. It probably wasn't technically perfect.
Likely not. And the source confirms what it didn't win. It explicitly states it didn't get awards like most fancy or most perfect.
Okay. So those probably went to floats that were maybe more polished, more conventional in their design?
Presumably. But the judges, and perhaps the whole Willowbrook community implicitly, they recognized a different kind of achievement.
Uh-huh.
The float won one award.
Which was?
Most deliciously fun.
Most deliciously fun. I love that.
It completely reframes success, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It says it emotional connection, the joy it sparked, the audience participation. That was the most valuable thing. More valuable than technical flawlessness.
Okay, this is where we can really pull out the key lessons for you, the listener. The source material actually outlines some takeaways from this whole experience. What did Willowbrook learn or potify from the pumpkin pie project?
Well, the first lesson highlighted was pretty straightforward but powerful. The incredible impact of creativity when it's combined with focused teamwork. That collaboration between humans and animals, however you interpret it, showed that diversity in skills is a massive strength if you channel it right.
Makes sense. Lesson one, creative teamwork power. What was the second?
The second focused more on the why of the event, the importance of actively injecting joy and maybe surprise into community traditions, not just sort of going through the motions. They didn't just participate in the parade. They elevated the whole experience for everyone.
Right. Don't just maintain traditions. Enhance them with joy. And the final lesson.
The final one really sums up the whole philosophy, I think. It stated that when we create things together, the joy we spread is actually more important than winning a prize.
Ah. So it explicitly shifts the focus away from external badges like the most perfect award towards the internal shared experience, the most deliciously fun outcome.
Precisely. The joy was the prize, in a way.
So the big picture summary here seems to be that imagination, maybe clever resourcefulness, can matter more than just technical perfection. This whole story serves as a pretty powerful model, really, for prioritizing impact over polish.
You can even link it back to, say, product development. Think of it like a hugely successful MVP launch. Maybe it had some rough edges, you know, the visible wood planks.
Oh, yeah.
But it nailed its core value proposition. Fun, visual appeal, and the user engagement was off the charts. The cheers, the raccoon, the mini pies.
Yeah.
That's your positive feedback loop right there.
That's a great analogy. So to quickly recap for you listening, you had this really specific, detailed collaboration, the animals and kids working together demonstrating smart resource management. This led to a dynamic, unforgettable event. Remember Mr. Raccoon and the dancing pie. And ultimately, the project succeeded by redefining success itself, choosing intrinsic joy over conventional ideas of perfection.
Right. And that brings us to our final thought, something for you to chew on. The Willowbrook judges, and maybe the community, they voted for fun over fancy.
Mm.
So think about a project in your own life. Could be work, could be something creative, could be personal. If you had to choose right now, which one could genuinely benefit if you decided to actively aim for most deliciously fun instead of just most perfect?
That's a really interesting question. What flaws might you accept if the trade-off was a genuinely more joyful or engaging experience for everyone involved? Something to think about.
Definitely.
Okay, lots to consider there. We'll wrap it up for this edition of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.